from Deadbeats, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back to a very special episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce, and today is the day where it's officially 1 year here on the station, guys. I can't believe it's been already a year. Time flies. Time goes by so quick when you're having fun. Bro, it felt like just yesterday we were just nervous as hell in the studio trying to figure out what to say, what to play. And we didn't even know what the show was going to be about when we just started airing it. But we're like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to do it on the fly. And after it turned out to be this amazing, beautiful thing. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to every single person who's supported, who's listened, who's contributed, or even just like liked one of our posts. You know, it's just little things that I'm just forever grateful for. And tonight we have a very special episode. It's very different, honestly. We're still gonna play two new songs, three new songs actually. One of them is from Rome, the OG, the GOAT, bro. He just released a song called Date Night, bro. This guy never misses. But guess who else doesn't miss, bro? Roxy Okane. She just dropped a new EP called Spleen. We're gonna be playing two of her songs called I'm Sorry and When, bro. It just dropped like yesterday, I believe, and like I've been playing it nonstop. It's so catchy, it's so fun, it's fire, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it, because you know what? It's a banger. Speaking of which, I feel like I should remind you guys that tomorrow night at Dooley's, which is in Laval, at 7 p.m., we are going to be having a little party, a little get-together. You know, nothing too crazy, but there's going to be drinks. There's going to be pool, like not the swim. I know a lot of people can't swim, and that's okay, because my dad can't swim. But there's also going to be a free slice of cake that was made by yours truly and my mom, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. Hopefully, you guys can pull up. It's going to be a great time. You know, we get to socialize, we get to mingle, you know, we get to lose at pool by, you know, yours truly. But yo, it's not about that. We're going to start off the night by playing three new songs. We're going to start off with Rome, then we're going to play Roxy Okane. So yo, this is Date Night by Rome. Let's get it.
I'm saving, I rent it. Last month that shit expensive, but now I'm back, hey, and I appreciate it, you ain't trying to turn your back on me. Cause these days it's hard to find somebody who can hold it down. And for peace sake, so Pat been kinda slowing me down, low key. But I ain't got the heart to say it, so we gon' thug it out, yeah. I know you don't smoke what you want. She wants to kill a bad. But I ain't sippin' on Casamigo. That be my twin for real. Cause everywhere I go, she go. And if I'm not there, then she done. I just wanna take you out for sure. She not worried about no time or when she coming back, yeah. Plus I think it's time that you should know. Doors, I make it down, I smell you from the weed. Valentino, babe. Plus, you got my favorite hair. Half up, half down. No, I pre-dare. Head to toe, you got it, babe. If I was with another, yeah, you know I gotta lead that. Whoa. If it's about you, I'm about smoke. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wanted it, you get a no joke. Ooh. I'ma pick the phone up when you call. Tell me what you like and what you don't. Scream my name, ain't gotta watch your tongue. She not worried about no time or when she coming back, yeah. Plus I think it's time that you should know. Tonight it's you and me, we having day and night. Day and night, let's just plan a day and night. I usually only do this on
1690. That was three back-to-back bangers, bro, from Rome and Roxy O'Connor. What a crazy way to start off the one-year anniversary episode, bro. So when I told you guys that tonight's gonna be a bit of a different episode, I mean by the person that's being interviewed. And you're never gonna believe who's actually being interviewed. This person is a worldwide phenomenon. People have been talking about this person as if he's like folklore. And I'm gonna give you guys three guesses who it is. It's me, I'm the guest, that's right. So yo, we got Clara and Cammy, aka the camera girls, who've been here for a minute. They're gonna be interviewing me for the first time ever. So yo, how are you guys?
We're doing good, we're doing good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. So yo, tell us a little bit about yourselves before you guys get talking about me. You know what I mean? I know I'm great, but I wanna know a little bit about you guys first.
Okay, well, y'all probably don't know that much about us, but we're kind of behind the scenes of what happens at the come up. We take pictures, we take the videos, we do the famous CD room closet pictures.
We basically run the show, and Mateo gets to post it online and have a lot of fun with it.
Exactly. Without you guys, bro, you guys are the backbone of the whole show. Without you guys, none of this would be possible. And we appreciate you guys. We appreciate everyone that's here. But we also got Mario. We also got Kaden here in the room with us. Yo, shout out to everyone here who pulled up the support. Amazing people. And you know what? So let's... I'm excited to see what you guys got for me. I'm nervous.
You're nervous? Why are you nervous?
I don't know what you're going to ask.
Are you scared?
Maybe.
A little?
A little bit.
You should be.
Yeah, for sure. We got a few surprises for you.
Ooh, okay. So, yo, let's get right into it. So, let's...
Deja, happy 1 year.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel 1 year older.
Do you feel wiser?
Honestly, I feel more... What's the word? Aware.
You feel... How so?
I think I'm more aware because when I first started, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even know what the show was going to be about, to be honest. Like, the first episode, I had Mario, I had the comma, we had our ex co-host who was there, and we didn't really know what the show was going to be about. I didn't even know it was going to be about, like, promoting Montreal music in general. I was just playing songs that I like and transitioning them into, like, cool little ways. And yeah, no, that was like the first two episodes. And after I had this person who reached out to me, who was it? Was it Fubi or was it? It was Fubi. Yeah. He's like, yo, I heard you got a radio show. What can I do to have my music on? I was like, all right, well, you don't really got to do anything. I'll just play it for you. And after that, just started the whole thing. And after it was a domino effect. And after Bimboy pulled up and I met all of them under a bridge in the rain.
Under a bridge?
Yeah, it was an event. It was like a pop-up event. People were selling clothes. That's where I bought the Kid-X shirt.
Oh, yeah.
From Bimboy. And that's where I met him for the first time. Oh. And it was raining. And after, like, I texted Fubi, I'm like, yo, where you at? Because I had no idea who this person was. I didn't know what he looked like. Because he didn't have pictures of himself.
So is it like meeting, like, your online boyfriend of 3 years?
Pretty much, yeah. I was like, damn, let's see if I'm going to get catfished.
Were you nervous?
I wasn't that nervous, but after I'm like, oh, yo.
Did you have butterflies in your tummy?
I did. I was kicking my feet. But after he's like, oh, I'm in the tent. I'm like, what tent?
The Medicaid tent?
A tent under a bridge?
Yeah, so he was under a bridge in the tent.
You should have thought the homeless shelter.
No, but there was a homeless guy who was like 80, I'm 80% sure he was like not breathing, but he was getting a tattoo in the tent.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
So how was
up,
he
man?
Not breathing and getting a tattoo?
No, the homeless man. Yeah, it was a homeless man there. Mm. He was in the rain just suffocating. Mm. I don't know, it was pretty. I don't know, it was a cool day. Mm. At first I was like, I'm not sure if this is for me. But after I got to meet all of them personally, and after I was like, this is kind of cool. This is pretty neat. And after a few weeks later, we started doing the Kid-X event. And what else? Honestly, I felt for a long time that it was pretty evident that I didn't belong. But that's how I felt personally. Like, I was like, like, I'm not sure if I really fit into all this. And this is when I was like starting to have like second doubts. Like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But after I came to like the realization that like, no one really fits in, and there's a beauty in that, and I kind of use that to my advantage. I'd be lying if I said that I still don't feel that way, because you know, it's always different, it's always something to live up to, I guess, or I have my own personal standards that like need to be reached or somewhat satisfied, I guess. But I've realized that, like, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, so I just gotta take it one day at a time.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
so
sharing.
So long for
that
yeah.
was a long
that was a long ass yeah. We had one question. You're 10 minutes in. Damn. Oh, this is gonna go by easy.
I know he was on a timer.
Okay, favorite so far. You. I know you won't be able to say favorites because
Bit
you're
boy
not.
Curly.
Oh, we didn't even get to finish.
Hold on. Let us finish.
Bit
the
boy,
question.
I hold you. I hope you heard that declaration of love.
He knows.
It's on national radio.
National radio. Well, what's your question?
But I was going to say, what's your favorite anecdote?
Oh, right. Oh,
I prepared you for this.
We were supposed to. We did prep.
Not
by
anecdote,
the way, guys,
like,
we are
favorite,
the PR
like,
team.
Moment.
My favorite
so we prepped
moment.
Him for this.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite moment. Okay. This was like very early on. I don't know if you guys were here for this.
Probably not.
It was for a specific artist who, I'm not going to say his name because he is in a bit of legal troubles as of recently.
Okay.
But I think you might know who I'm talking about.
He is innocent until founded guilty.
No,
guys.
He's pretty guilty. No, he's guilty. No, he's going to jail.
Don't shut up.
For 5 years, he's done.
Guys, we're still PR training him right now. Please excuse
care.
The slip-ups.
What are they going to do? He's going to go an extra 10 years. Not the point.
Shut up, Mateo.
I had my boy Nathan, my best friend Nathan, coming to the show for the first time. He's like, yo, I have no expectations, but I'm here to see the talent. Yeah, he's like, I'm here to see what's up. I'm like, oh man, like, you know, this guy's kind of, he's an interesting character, but you know, it could be cool. But do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Well, you have to say a little more.
Okay, his stage name has something to do with having problems breathing.
Oh, I do know.
But anyway, so from the moment like we met him, he was just like talking some crazy stuff. He was just talking about some things that he can't talk about because like it's part of his court thing. But he would just say it live anyway. So I was like, damn, this is hilarious.
Okay.
And like we wouldn't tell him, like, oh, you don't have to talk about it. Yeah, bro, but like it's cool, bro, but like don't worry about it. Like I can't even tell you guys are getting like exclusive information like right now.
Exclusive on live radio, by the way.
Is this gonna be used in court? What do you mean? What is this?
This could be admissible in
this
court.
This could be used in court.
It is public domain.
Yeah, and the worst part was like apparently he wasn't even supposed to be making music or promoting anything on social media. And he was still there. And I'm like, oh, you're live. And keep in mind, my friend Nathan is the type of friend that we would have, like, we would used to be separated in class because we'd just be laughing all the time. And, like, there's a little corner that I'm at over here where I can see him. He was sitting at that exact spot in his little crack, and I just see him doing his best, just, like, he's hanging this pose where he's trying not to laugh. He's like, but he's looking at me with this fuck-ass thing where he's just, like, trying to make me laugh. And I'm like, fuck. You asshole, why are you doing this? And like the guy's accent was just funny as hell, so it was just like we went to go get Wendy's at like 1 a.m. and we had the talkie burger.
Okay.
And that kind of wrapped everything up. And after that was a pretty fun moment where he was just talking about his court date and we just told him you don't have to, but no bro, don't worry about it. I can't even talk about it, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I'm like, damn, this is great content, this is cool, this is pretty neat.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You didn't like that answer.
I did.
I don't think she was expecting it.
I was not. I was expecting something wholesome.
Wholesome, like
motivational.
Yeah, like usually
no, this guy is talking about his court
no
date.
Jail.
No, yeah, me and Bin Boy like to watch Grey's Anatomy while drinking like chamomile. Were you expecting something like that?
Yeah.
Holding hands.
Yes.
Okay.
Bin Boy's not my type, by the way.
Oh.
I'm straight, by the way. I don't know why.
Okay. That's wild. Okay, the come up has brought you like been able to bring you a lot of opportunities to get into events and everything. What would be like the coolest event currently that you have attended and an event that you want to possibly attend for the come up specifically,
like in the future,
in Montreal,
like something that like I was a part of or something that I just like attended,
or like an event that you got to represent like the come up and it was just really cool for you to attend?
I think the very first, I think it was a KidX event. It was with Bin Boy. Bin Boy was performing. It was like the first ever event. I think we were there too. It was the first ever event that I've ever been to where I was like promoting myself as the come up. And I think that day, I swear, I networked the hell out of myself. I was just talking to everyone. This is why I'm like friends with like a good majority of that sector of like the underground. That's where I met Brooklyn. I met Kazami. Jay, I met a bunch of people, and like without them the show wouldn't have been as popular as it was, because that's where I started getting people. I booked myself like the entire summer just on that one night, and it was just like the coolest thing. Everyone was super nice, everyone was like so happy, like not happy, but like they were just like, oh wait, hold on, you got a radio, how the hell did you get a radio show? Like, who did you have to, like, make out with? Not even. No one, by the way. Well, I'm not telling you guys. I'm kissing tell.
Have you ever used the radio show as an excuse to pick up women?
Oh.
Once or again, has it ever gotten you to, like, has it ever given you a clear advantage?
Well, I mean, to
he's
my
he's talking
advantage,
about kissing. I don't know.
Kissing. I mean.
Go tell us.
It does.
Do you pull?
It does. Do I pull? Of course I pull. I'm the white boy with sauce, so I wouldn't I pull?
Sorry, we doubted you. God, Cammy, do better.
Yeah, do better, Cammy. Don't doubt me.
Put myself on timeout.
I mean, I was on a Hinge for a bit, and that was a cool thing to bring up in conversation. I was like, you want to be on the radio? She's like, yeah, why not? Pull up. And that was, like, pretty cool. But, honestly, yeah. I mean, like, it's... I think some people were a bit weirded out. Like, what do you mean you're on the radio? Like willingly? Like, you talk about things? I'm like, yeah, I talk about stuff. And, like, yeah, it was... It's very hit or miss. Honestly, I feel like they're more interested. But it's not like, oh, fuck, he's on the radio. He's kind of hot.
Oh.
He talks.
Oh, cool.
He plays songs. It's like the more unattractive version of, like, a DJ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you press as many buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you talk a lot more.
And I talk. I yap. I just talk about, like
anything.
Comics and music and jail. You know
apparently.
But back to the original question about
the woman that you pick up.
No,
apparently.
Not the women that I pick up with. That's a tale for another time. That's for the second year. All right. But
oh God.
For events, but yeah, that event was amazing. And one event that I would love to do would be a charity event, which I'm actually like in the process of trying
what
to do.
What type of charity, though? Like, what would be the...
Well, there's one foundation that my friend started. It's the... I always forget the name, but it's the Camellia... Her last name, Foundation, which basically it's about...
You don't know your friend's last name?
My friend's girlfriend's last name.
Oh.
It's named after her because she passed away last year or 2 years ago from cancer. And... Basically, bless you. And basically, what happens is that she passed away, and my friend started this charity for him. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was a great foundation. I love everything that they do, and I would love to, like, work with them. And, like, I think it'd be cool if we did, like, a charity soccer match.
Ooh, yeah,
that low key would be really cool.
And, like, I know a lot of people. I put it on my Instagram story, like, yo, who's down to, like, a soccer game? And a lot of people were actually down.
Oh, you were actually dead ass about that.
I'm so dead ass about. I'm willing to do this.
Like, Kaden's saying yes.
Can
in the
we
background.
Put you? Can Kaden's we put you in the goalie?
In the goalie,
Mario. Can we sign?
Can
up
we?
To
can
it?
We actually put you in the goalie? And whoever gets the most penalties in.
Ha! You're so funny. No, I probably do, like, commentary. And I know, like, my neighbor is Spanish, so, like, I think it would be pretty cool if we just had him also do, like, commentary. Just have, like, a Spanish do, like, goal! You know what I mean? Like, just, like...
We can
just
have
Mario do that.
Tino, goal! Yeah. Like,
We can have Clara do this.
But, with your megaphone.
Well, my
oh,
megaphone
my God,
with,
yes.
With siren.
I'll do it in Chinese.
I want to try to get, like, a bunch of, like, Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. I feel like that would be a pretty cool way to, like, promote the event.
So would it be like a Latino-based music type of event?
Not even.
But with soccer?
Not even. I just think it'd be cool to have them, like, ambiance. Like, make a mofongo, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, no.
Tino, you know what I mean? I think that'd be pretty cool.
Stop.
We'll get some Italians. The Italians
guys,
are going to be
guys,
there.
Guys,
what do you mean?
I'm Italian. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, guys, he's Italian. Excuse himself.
I can excuse myself. The Italians, I don't speak on behalf of the Italian community, but...
He speaks like one, though.
I got more swag than the whole...
So how do you feel about the Italian community in Montreal?
Oh. Ooh, that's a good question. What part? Like,
what part?
Wait, what part?
Like, from where? In Montreal?
Yeah, like...
Well, I feel like
RDP
most of them
or...
are, like, from RDP.
Well, it depends.
Or, like, St. Leo.
My,
well, it's, like, pretty much the same thing in my
half
head,
my
so.
Family is in St. Leo, so, like, it depends.
There you go.
And is the other half in RDP?
They are, actually. In Laval. Oh. In Laval, too.
Yeah, you can't forget the Laval Italians.
The Laval... shout out Laval Italians, the most degenerates I've ever met in high school. Not the point, but... yeah, Laval's pretty cool. Shout out Laval.
Nice.
Shout out Laval.
Okay.
Represent Laval. Right.
Talking about funky, like, artist names and, like, we'll say creative ones and unique ones we've had on the show. Mm. What is the origin of White Boy with Sauce?
Okay, White Boy with Sauce. Thank you so
give us
so
the
much.
Full rundown.
Thank you so
the
much
thought,
for asking.
The thought, place, time, what, when, how, who.
I given the PG version of the song, but I'm going to give the actual version. I was on Hinge and... Yeah.
Were you being a menace, as always?
Yeah, I was spinning mad game, and this girl was like, she thought it was pretty cool for a white guy, and, like, that was a weird thing for her to bring up, and she's like, you're like, you're pretty cool for
was
a white
guy. Was
she
from Montreal?
She was from Montreal. Okay. And she's like, you're pretty cool for like a white guy. I think she was like Dominican. And you're like, okay. you're like a white boy with sauce. And I'm like, hold on, say that again. And I sent her that exact gif of the Fantastic Four. You know, like, say that again. I was like, hold on, say that again. Like, that's kind of cool. And I put that as like my gamer tag. And I was like, wait, hold on. This could be used as like a radio like host name. I'm like, but I was really debating whether I'm like, I should go as like DJ Mateo. I said Mario, I don't know why. But my, that kind of sounded lame. So I was like, I need something to like make people like remember like me, or like make myself unique or like stand out. So like all publicity is good publicity. I know a lot of people like don't call yourself white boy with sauce. That's like some why sauce, like where's the sauce coming from? Like don't worry about it. That's between me and my Hinge date.
Between him and his sauce.
Okay, so if your Hinge date had never happened, what would you have called yourself?
That's a good question.
Like if you could pick any name ever.
Any name ever? This is like on the fly?
Like if you could restart.
Like right off the top of your head.
Rebrand right now.
Kenny Powers. Based off my favorite TV show protagonist from Eastbound and Down, played by Danny McBride.
But would you have the rights to that though?
Definitely not, but I'll just call myself DJ Kenny Powers.
But why DJ? You're a host.
Radio host.
Radio host. Yeah, but no one's gonna call you. Yo, I'm radio host. White Boy with Sauce. Nice to meet you.
I'm gonna start calling you that from now on.
Mr. Radio host, please.
Your new name on my new phone. Name.
Are you gonna
Mr. Radio host.
Are you gonna like commit to that, like the whole thing?
Mr. Radio host, White Boy with Sauce?
Yeah.
I think that doesn't fit on the screen.
Wow, it'll take up a few extra lines.
Three little dots.
Yeah.
Exactly.
White Boy with Sauce.
What? Mr. Radio host, white.
Mr. White.
No.
Radio host, clear man, about
not
it.
Mr. White. It's never that serious.
It's never that serious, bro. Honestly, I would have no idea what my DJ name would be. I would probably my radio host.
Have you ever touched Dex?
Oh,
like
yeah, he
actually,
did. He told us he did last
weekend. Oh wait, how did exactly that go? Tell us about that.
Yo, so I like shout out my boy Joe. Right, we were at my boy Kenny's birthday, and we were getting pretty lit. And Joe was just like, yo, let me give you a shot of, like, vodka. I was like, all right, bet. I'm like, just, like, nothing too crazy because, like, you know, I still got to drive home. And we still got to go to the casino. Actually, no, I didn't think about going to the casino. That's how I started drinking.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, he just filled it to the rim. He's like, oh, this is pretty neat. And I just downed it. I was like, oh, nice. Then he's like, okay, yo, do a second one. I'm like, all right, bet. Second one. Mm. Now I'm feeling myself a bit. I was like, oh, this is kind of lit. And Mario was like, yo, you want to, like... instead of driving, do you want to like learn how to DJ? I was like, yo, yeah, why not? And yeah, I was like, it was the most horrible mix anyone's ever heard. I did like one good transition. Then we did another third one. I was like, okay, yo, I'm amazing at this.
Do you possibly see yourself ever? No.
I mean, maybe.
No, like future Ibiza, like
TechnoFest? Depends how much alcohol is in my system, low key. So like, who knows? Maybe.
Have you mastered the what is it? The frat boy flick?
The frat boy. I was doing a bunch of things. I was just like bopping my head.
White boy with sauce on the beat.
Low key, yeah. I think I was too dialed in. And after someone brought up casino, and I was like, oh, well, hold on. I don't want to DJ anymore. I want to gamble.
Ooh.
I shouldn't be talking about
also talking about
we lost
bad investments in private establishments. How much money did you lose at that private establishment?
I lost $60 only.
Okay.
So it wasn't that bad, but the rest of the homies wasn't
who lost the most. Just say the number. Say the number. Don't say
like
the name.
How much they lost?
It was like what, 160? I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was 160.
Days, guys, do not do bad investment.
The problem was
kids.
We were all sober.
Know where your money is going.
We were all sober when we were betting.
Oh my god.
So that makes it worse. It was a sad ride, but honestly, like we were.
That was a silent ride home.
Yeah, no, but honestly, no, we were. It was a story, and we still had a great time. It was honestly like a great night, right? It was.
Well, that's good. As long as you had fun,
that's
I guess.
All
that's
that
counts.
It was the friends we made along the way.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys weren't expecting that.
No.
You guys are doing great.
Thank you. I hate this joke. I'm sorry.
The friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
Should we talk about that?
The friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're 12,000 miles away.
Cammy is from China, by the way. She's white. She's like really white, so like she's not Asian.
Blonde, blue eyes.
This is the Chinese girl.
5 foot 3 or 2. 3. 4?
3.
3.
On the dot.
6.
5'3" on the dot.
7.
Say something.
Ni hao.
Hola.
How do you say white boy with sauce in Chinese?
Just
don't put me on the sauce.
You're Chinese. Sauce. You lived there for like 12 years, bro.
15. Thank you. But I haven't practiced Chinese in like 3 years. But
oh, what? What?
Well,
男孩子加油.
Wait, what?
Okay, wait, say it slower.
Okay.
男. Okay, man.
Man.
男孩子 is also boy, oh, technically.
男孩子.
Yeah.
What was that?
加油.
What?
加油.
Yo.
There we go. Mm. But that's not sauce. That's another. That's an easier word. Clara has been on her Chinese grind, though. She has been learning all her colors.
I don't remember.
What? Wait, this one. Huang.
Huang.
Juan?
Wait. No, not Juan.
Oh my god, guys. No. Intervention. We're all learning Chinese today. Okay.
We don't want to learn Chinese.
Oh, well, you're learning. Clara's learning.
Now? Okay.
No,
can we do the ad break first?
Yeah. And then
this is our own ad break. You guys get the ad break. We get Chinese class.
All right. We'll do the little ad break. Then we're going to run it back. We'll see what else crazy questions they got for us, bro. Stick around. 1690.
Protests, politics, local events. CJLO News is on the ground and in the community. On Fridays at 9 a.m., tune in for the News Hour, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. We cover global and national crises brought home here to Montreal, issues in the Concordia community, and hyper-local events in NDG. Start your Fridays at 9 a.m. with the News Hour on CJLO 1690.
Hey, this is Public Appeal, and you're listening to CJLO.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
1690, we are back at it again. White Boy with Sauce getting his first official interview with Clara and Camille, aka the camera girls, bro. You guys wanted a specific name last week.
Well, we were trying to come up with a name to introduce ourselves.
It was not good. The driplets.
The droplets.
The droplets? That doesn't sound any better.
We're going to...
You can't even say it, can you?
Because, like, you're the white boy with sauce, so we're like... Oh, we could be, like, drops of sauce on the side. But then realize it's...
You guys should just call yourself the condiments.
Cammy would be mustard.
You would be mayo.
No.
See, you're Chilean.
Bro, both of you are mayo.
Guys, hold on. Real anecdote. I went to Chile for the first time. Thank you to Clara. Thank you for our tour, abuelita, too. But, guys, we went to a Chilean supermarket. They take their mayonnaise very, very seriously.
Bro, walls and walls of
walls mayonnaise. And aisles, like, and aisles, bro. And different. Like, they're all mayonnaise, by the way. They're all just simple, regular, schmegular mayonnaise. But they have, like, they have it in little squeeze bags. They have it on the go. They have the massive industrial ones.
Is that what they called you? Was that your nickname?
No.
She was. What did your grandma call me?
Her third granddaughter.
There we go.
What did she actually call her?
No, she actually did.
I promise.
The first day we landed, we got out of our Airbnb, we went to sit down for lunch, and she came around me and just hugged my head and started petting me, looking. And I was like
a Siamese.
I'm getting adopted as we speak.
You're so beautiful. Like, you're such a gorgeous girl.
Yeah, I maintained a whole, like, conversation with her. Mind you, like, she speaks French and understands French, but like within three sentences she gets tired, so she switches to Spanish. I don't understand Spanish.
So well, kind of.
You're being pet like a Siamese cat. Right?
Well,
like,
kind of.
like an evil
I was being fed good too. It was great. Damn, we tanned. We went on a big red bus.
Nice.
Yup.
That's pretty cool.
Yup. Mm-hmm.
Where else would you guys like to go?
Ooh. I think like the islands. Somewhere in the islands. The Philippines.
You guys are going
to the
you
Philippines.
Admit it. That's the
I want to go back to the Philippines.
The Philippines. Oh, the Philippines is a place.
It's a beautiful country.
It's a very beautiful country.
Great ocean and coral reefs.
You're so funny. Well, we gotta go to London next too.
I've been to London this summer. It was horrible. It was boiling hot there.
Well, you also went during like what was it like?
No, it was a heat dome. It wasn't a heat wave. It was a heat dome
heat
where
just
heat
over the country.
Just over the entirety of like the UK. There was just a dome of heat. So it was ressenti 35 degrees.
You arrived too. That's pretty crazy. That's to London. That's
oh great heavens!
Oh great heavens! I've arrived.
What other questions do you guys have for me?
Well,
let me hear.
We actually have a really nice segment right now that Clara
so
dearest.
I prepared a little something for you.
You prepared a little something.
This is your first surprise of the night.
She's reaching. I'm joking.
So you guys can't see it, but I just pulled out a paper out of my bag, and I have written down a bunch of really unfunny jokes. That I'm gonna read to you because you don't think I'm funny, but I think I'm funny.
Oh, I'm gonna.
And I think she's funny too.
I'm gonna
so
straight face.
We're proving you're wrong.
We're gonna straight face.
Gonna straight
so we're gonna try and get a giggle out of Mateo. This is our goal.
But it being not funny is gonna make me laugh.
Okay. Ready? What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
Fuck. All right, say.
Open-toed sandals. Number two. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo hoo.
Aw, don't cry. It's just a joke. My wife always says I'm directionally challenged, so I packed my things and write.
The fact that you're laughing more while saying it is insane.
Have you ever heard of the movie Constipation? It hasn't come out yet. He hasn't laughed
these are,
yet.
These are just dad jokes.
Oh, you might like this one. Helen Keller walked into a bar and then a table. And then a chair.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's the good one. That's my humor. You're using my shit again.
I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today. It was
it was clogged?
Yeah. Sorry.
You got this off a website.
I did.
You did, didn't you?
What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K? HDMI.
What?
Because he's in HDMI.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
Wow.
Why guys, they're a little slow.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
6, 7.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. I want to do a 9/11 joke.
No, please don't. Please don't. We're already, guys, as his PR team, we do not take any responsibility of what he said.
But 7, 8, 9,
bro. On this entire episode.
No.
No. No. Guys, we haven't fully PR trained him yet. Yeah, no, guys, we haven't media trained him yet. Please forgive him. He doesn't mean any of it. He's actually insane and would not be holed up in court.
No, someone beat me to it. The last guess. Oh man, I wish Nathan was here. Oh, shout out Nathan, he's not listening to any of this.
Maybe he is.
Nathan hasn't listened to a single episode, but it's fine. I don't blame him.
Okay.
You have more.
I'm not done.
I thought you guys have interview questions. What
we
is
do
it?
After this.
You guys 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
What is 5 toes and isn't your foot?
A hand, I don't know.
My foot.
You're laughing more than I am. That's crazy.
I have fish jokes. Because you like fish? Because you like fish?
I like the fish. I hate eating fish.
What did the fish say when it hit a concrete wall?
Damn.
Yes.
I know the exact website you're getting this shit off of. That's
Stop.
The worst part.
What's the difference
between... Did you use them to pick up women?
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, at least mine worked.
You'll like this one.
Did it?
Yes.
What swims in the sea, carries a machine gun, and makes you an offer you can't refuse?
I don't know.
The Cod Father.
Okay. You're so funny, girl. Oh my god.
Okay. If, let's say right now in front of you, you have you a year ago, what would be like,
what's one thing you would tell yourself, like something you've learned, or like what's something you would say to yourself a year ago?
And one thing you would tell yourself to avoid doing. Mm-hmm. A pro and a con.
Okay. Low-key. But I can't even swear. Okay, I'm just going to say, trust your instincts. I still don't trust my instincts 100%. But if I knew, like, what I really felt and acted upon it on with, like, the first few episodes, I would totally be in a different spot.
Okay.
I think I would be at least 3 more episodes ahead of where I am. That's very specific, I know. But I would also tell myself that, you know, the lisp isn't the end of the world. I know it's not. I try my best to, like, kind of, like, hide it. But I do have a bit of a lisp. I do have a stutter. And, yeah, and they make fun of me all the time. But no. Someone's walking home. Hi!
We're 3 minutes away.
Hi! No, you're not.
He lives in Laval. Avec les moutons.
Drop my location, bro. But not the point. But I think that...
His precise pin location.
I was worried for... This is just for everything, honestly. I was scared for a lot of things. I was scared, like, okay, I can't do this. Because, like, then it could be something else. Or it could lead to something else. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of played it safe. Especially towards the beginning where I'm like, okay, where... If I started interviewing people, who's going to, like... give me credibility or like even take me serious, which a lot of people didn't at first. A lot of people really didn't, but that's why like I started small and I grew gradually. I still know that I'm nowhere where I want to be, and that's perfectly okay. So I kind of like thought that, you know, since I have like I started at like, you know, 20 followers, I have to act like as if I have 20,000 followers. Mm-hmm. In a way, it does help with like the mentality of like keeping what's the word. Consistency.
Yeah,
because especially like the IG, it's very like there's daily uploads, there's a bunch of stuff, so I'll like learning how to be disciplined is what I needed to learn. But like it's I had it from the beginning, but it could always be better, and that's why I needed to know and like know and tell myself that it's okay. But also I need to tell myself like still take a break. Yeah. Because like it is something that's like very time consuming.
And did you apply this, like, to the rest of your life as well?
Honestly, yeah. I've been trying my best, especially with recent events. I've been trying to take myself more into consideration because at the beginning, like, especially, like, when we're talking about the show, I was thinking about, okay, what's best for the show? Mm-hmm. And there are some benefits to that. Like, I chose who to have on the show, who to have included in working with the show, you know? You know, there was a time where we were working with someone, and it just really wasn't working out. And, like, I kept trying to, like, delay it and delay it. But it was just, like, became, like, a Band-Aid that just, like, needed to be ripped off. And I'd be lying if I said I wish I didn't do it sooner. Because I realized that it was causing so much more problems that I didn't even realize. A lot of time-consuming, a lot of stress. Like, I've put blood, sweat, tears, stress, everything into the show. Like... It might not seem a lot like it, considering that, like, you know, I still have a bit of, like, a smaller following. But, you know, the effort's there. The insights are getting up slowly. 75K is a good starting point, but it can always be better.
Mm-hmm. And what's one thing that you would have changed or, like, not done?
Like, what do you mean?
Or, like, told yourself, like, 1 year ago to avoid doing.
To avoid doing? Oh, man, that's a good question.
Or, like, one regret.
What regret? I try not to, like, keep thinking about regret. I think that, like, if I keep pondering about, you know, the past, it's just not going to solve anything. Not just, like, radio-wise, even with, like, personal stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'll keep dwelling on the past or what could have been when I just have to, like, keep focusing on the now, which you guys told me about, reminding me multiple
good.
Times.
Yep.
And, like, yeah, clock it, yes.
Clock it.
And it's always important to, like, you know, like... stay out of your comfort zone. And like it's always good to like push yourself past your limits or past what you expect of yourself. Like tonight, by the way, we are dropping my debut song that's on SoundCloud right now. It's
do we get a chance to listen to it tonight?
Of course.
On the radio?
Of course. It's gonna be the last thing we're gonna be doing at 55.
Nice.
It's gonna be really cool. It's gonna be really awesome. I hope you guys like it because I like it. But doing that, honestly, took a lot of guts because, like, one, I know I'm not allowed to be doing that, but screw it, it's the 1 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. It isn't going to happen again. I doubt I'm going to drop music. Like, I just wanted to do this, like, just to check it off the bucket list, you know, cooler thing I have to brag about one day.
A one-time hit.
A one-hit wonder. Yo, I'm okay with being a one-hit wonder. I think that's, like, there's a charm.
One-hit like, wonder with the white boy with sauce.
Exactly. A one-hitting sauce.
No.
No, that doesn't make sense.
No.
A white wonder.
Okay, well,
that would be a crazy
name.
White
sauce wonder?
Sauce wonder is horrible.
Oh, crazy. Okay. The wonder sauce just basically at this point, like, I don't know what you're... Okay, we have 5 minutes left before another favorite segment of ours, but...
That's what's up.
We do have a question.
What is the question?
Since you're not planning on stopping this anytime soon, mm-hmm. and we are keep growing as a show,
right.
what's one thing that like you're the most excited about or something that you really want to achieve by the next time we're here in a year's time? Like, is there like a specific thing that you... Or a bucket list that you want to achieve by next
year? Like something I want to do?
Or like goals, for example, like reach like, I don't know, like 10K on Instagram.
I think I would like to try to reach like 1,000 at least. Mm-hmm. 10K would be a bit like, it would be amazing. And like, but I'm also trying to be like a bit realistic. Like, mm-hmm. what are the chances that I just blow up overnight and get 10K?
It would be cool.
It would be cool. You never know. I'm not.
Manifest it. Put it on the universe.
Never say never. I think that would be pretty cool. But I do would like to get like 1,000 followers. I think that would be pretty cool. I would never shut up about it because that would be pretty cool. I'm like, damn, 1,000 people acknowledge me. This is like pretty neat.
Yeah.
But I would like to try to get, you know, more guests. We're already fully booked until November. So like I'm very blessed for everyone for that. I'm not sure if I want to keep doing more events. Mm-hmm. Events isn't really something that I think I had one like really stressful experience that kind of like soured it for me. That was for Halloween.
Yeah.
And that was, I
wasn't there, but I heard stories.
Me and Mario have PTSD from this event. It was something. It was a great turnout. Turned out amazing. But the process for it was... I lost a lot of sleep over that, and I was just not fun to be around, and
I'm agreeing with you.
It was something I want to avoid, even just for like my mental health in general, mm-hmm. and like I want to have fun doing. Like, it was at a point where I was like, I really wasn't enjoying anything. Like my grades weren't good. Like, I wasn't enjoying the radio, which was a lot because I love doing this. I love doing this now. Mm-hmm. Like, this is completely like changed times. Not the point. But I'm like, okay, after this event, something needs to change. Something needs to be done because obviously there's a problem and the problem needs to be solved. Mm-hmm. And it did get solved.
So would you say that like you're going to try to be more selective with where you put your energy in?
100%. That's the healthiest way to do it at this point.
Okay.
But yo, we are going to play one more ad break. And after that, we're going to do the quote of the day.
Yup.
And after that, we're going to play my song.
Yup.
Y'all excited for that?
Yup.
Yeah, we are.
So yo, let's run a little ad break and we'll be right back after these short messages.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
We back. My fault. Yo, the ads were slowly loading, but you know, it's everything takes time and that's okay. So yo, it's the favorite part of everyone's favorite part of the show. Mm. You know, I've been waiting for this. Yeah. No one's really asked me what the quote of the day is.
So are you ready, Mateo?
Never been ready.
What's the quote of the day?
The quote of the day? Mm. It's important to care. Mm-hmm. I think it's like genuinely on some real shit. It's important to care. It's not just for like the radio wise. It's important to care about like the littlest of things. Mm-hmm. I think that especially today, nowadays, like everything is like negative. Everything is just like nobody cares. There's like no sympathy, no empathy. And like a lot of the reasons why I've had people on the show and people support it in the first place is just because I showed just like the littlest amount of just actually caring. Like, you don't have to do, like, a grand gesture to just, like, to prove that you care. Like, you can just show up to a show, you know, buy a piece of merch, buy, like, or just be supportive, comment something on a post. Mm-hmm. Like, the sole reason why me and Binboy started, like, conversating more is because I bought a shirt off of him. Mm-hmm. And it was just built off of that. So I feel like caring more and showing more love and empathy, even though, like, people that can treat you like shit, which, trust me, there's plenty of people who will take advantage of you and treat
there
you like shit.
There has been an arc and an episode.
There's been a crazy arc, and honestly, it doesn't even matter.
It was character development.
It was character development. And, like, you can hate that person for as long as you can, but hate is ugly, and it's gonna make you ugly. So you gotta ask yourself whether you wanna keep being ugly or you wanna work on yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you don't have... Sorry.
Would you like some water?
Would you like some water?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Of course, bro. Honestly, I have you guys to thank for that, because honestly, it was an eye opener. It's good. Honestly, I like to apply that in everything. People are like, oh, you're too nice. Who cares? So what? You're an asshole. Fuck you. You're not nice enough. You can do better. You know
tell
what I mean?
Them.
Exactly.
It's easier to be. What is it? It's easier to be nice than to be mad.
It's easier to be.
What's the expression?
It's easier to be hateful than to be nice, I guess. It's easy to hate.
Yeah.
But it's hard to forgive, I think. Or no. I know what you're talking about, though.
It's like hard. It's harder to like hate or something.
I don't know.
I don't know, guys. This is millennial like quotes that
exactly.
Like our parents said growing up, along with live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. This yeah. House is blessed.
Do we have like 30 minutes for you to?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. 30
seconds.
Do you
know you got 30 minutes?
Do you know you got 30 minutes?
We have like a good 4 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to talk about your song?
My song. Okay. Mm. The song is called Ultravision. I originally teased this. Like in April, as an April Fool's joke, not expecting it to like take off, or not even take off. Take off is a bit of a crazy word to use, but like a lot of people like commented, showed support. Mulan said I was waiting for this to drop. I'm like, you're no way the Mulans, and I was like, yo, now
careful.
I gotta drop it.
You're fanboying.
It's Mulan. I'm allowed. Mulan is like my Beyonce, so it's fine.
If
I have Mulan on the show, I'm pulling up in a 3-piece suit. I don't care.
Oh,
I will.
Wow.
I will.
Okay.
I will
well, Mulan, I hope if you hear this, show, please, we need to see this 3-piece suit.
Oh, you guys are all dressing up.
Oh, we're all okay.
Yeah,
this
is
a black tie event.
Well, you don't have to wear a black tie. I don't think you have a black tie. It could be a white one. You know, we don't see color here.
That's what the theme for those parties are called. It's like
as you can see, Mateo is
like
a little stoned.
Cocktail attire, cocktail theme party, black tie event is like basically
black tie
just,
okay,
means
this
a full.
This is about me. We're not talking about my music. All right?
Okay, talk about your music. By the way, we also heard it in the first time in the car, and we genuinely had. A very good time listening to it and actually scrutinized him for months on end to release it.
We've
so
had this
very
in the vault.
Happy.
Shout out to Mario for the production.
He's
the
right
mixing,
here, actually.
The mastering.
Right,
you
do you
want
to say hi?
He says hello. Come
say hi. Shout yourself out.
Shout yourself out. Record this in his cabin. And I added a little second part to it, which was done this week. And honestly, it's my favorite part of the song. The song is just like, it started off with just like a little club, little put your hands in the air, just like little like, you know, Childish Gambino, Mac Miller inspiration. And after the beat switches and it's like, you know what, let's have a little fun with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that reflects in the song, and honestly, like, I got to check this off the bucket list. I think it's very cool. I'm very excited. You guys excited?
We're
yeah.
Super excited.
It's gonna be really cool. So yo, thank you guys so much for interviewing me. This
of
is really
course.
Cool.
Thank you for being on your own show.
Thank
actually,
you for
wait.
Letting us.
We have like 1 minute left. Do you guys have a quote of the day?
We have a quote of the day. I was not prepared for this.
Me neither. I would say we're just girls with phones.
I'm just a girl.
I'm really just a girl.
I mean, I guess just like do what you love and keep doing what you love and don't let anybody stop you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. YouTube?
Huh? I got one. Haters are more loyal than fans.
Shit.
Oh,
Anyways,
rack them up.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in on this episode of The Come Up. Next week, we have a crazy episode featuring the entirety of Antagonist. It's going to be a crazy episode. Hopefully, you guys can tune in because we're all going to be here and it's going to be lit. So, without further ado, guys, this is Ultra Vision by the White Boy with Sauce, bro. Let's get it.
No changing. You been playing games while chasing. You all not, but now I'm replacing. See when you close your eyes. Don't deny it, baby, I was on your mind. But friends are something, then with nothing, never was my top, yeah.